Figure Facts for Life.
We just want you to be healthy.
Health and happiness.
If you pay attention to what goes in your body, you'll be amazed at the results.
Fuel, nourish, and heal your body.
Eating healthy, well, that's everything.
Put the right fuel in. Take care of your engine.
Here's Roberta Gennaro.
Welcome to Figure Facts for Life. I'm your host, Roberta Gennaro. I'm really excited for our show today. We're actually bringing Melissa Nelson back on from Elemental Float and Cryotherapy in Park Ridge, and that's where I live. I've been doing this program to really try to share information about how to better fuel, nourish, and heal your body with the foods you choose. But I also wanted to share some of the kind of the latest technology and therapy out there that help to reduce inflammation in your body while you're riding the wave to a healthier way of eating. So welcome, Melissa.
Thank you.
Welcome back, I should say.
Thank you.
You're welcome. So listen, last time we talked about the elemental flotation therapy. So for those of you that did not hear that podcast, make sure that you go to WGN Plus and look for Figure Facts for Life, and you can listen to that podcast. But today I wanted to really focus on the cryotherapy aspect of Melissa's business. So tell our listeners and viewers a little bit about how you got into working and owning this business.
Sure. Well, okay. We did cover it in our flotation segment, so everyone tune into that for sure.
Yeah, and just be brief, right? Just share a little. Yeah.
Right. Actually, it was the flotation that brought me into the business just because I was dealing with a lot of stress and anxiety. Okay. But as we were formulating this company, we were looking at other natural methodologies to help people with pain, anxiety, things that were physically affecting them based on their occupation or injury or just life events that happen that change, our hormones and things like that.
Exactly.
So cryotherapy fit very nicely into that model that we were trying to develop, which is all natural healing for people who are pursuing an active and healthy lifestyle.
Right. So I just want to share with our listeners and viewers that I actually tried cryotherapy. I was a little nervous, let me say.
Yeah.
But Melissa put me at ease, and Colin, who works with Melissa, was in the room the whole time, and they give you gloves and really heavy socks to put on. And it did get cold in there. But I tell you, he was like, how you doing? How you feeling? And I was like, okay. And then at like 30 seconds before that 3 minutes was up, he was like, can you make it to 3 minutes? And I'm like, I was doing a little dance in there, but I made it to the 3 minutes and I came out and I was like, Rocky, like seriously, if you could envision me, I felt like I was running up those stairs and doing the Rocky thing at the top. I mean,
absolutely.
I was like, I felt like invincible.
You're
a little cold on the legs, but invincible, but you warm up really quickly and stuff. And I don't know, I had like this brain clarity. I just felt clearer in my brain. It was kind of a cool experience.
Your experience is very typical of what people go through with cryotherapy.
Right.
Oftentimes there is a little bit of anxiety beforehand because you hear sub-zero temperatures.
Right.
You hear things like -190 and you say, absolutely not. Who would be crazy enough to do that?
Exactly.
But once you've experienced it, it's exactly what you're talking about. Yes. You get in there, it doesn't feel quite as cold as it sounds. We'll say
the first 30 seconds, I was kind of like, it's cold, And then the last 30, I was like, it's cold.
It's often
There, I was kind of like just, I don't know.
Yes. You kind of
covered the girls because I was a little bit like, I didn't want anything to happen there. But
right. When you go
I didn't want to get a frost.
You go in there rather naked.
A nip bite, you know what I'm saying?
Right, right. We have a lot of people that
cover
the goody parts. Exactly.
How about for men? I mean, do they wear?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Well, we encourage people to wear their undergarments, and that is it. The more skin that's exposed to the cold temperatures, the more effective the treatment will be.
I see.
Every once in a while, we get someone in who says, well, I don't wear undergarments.
Right.
And in that case, the mittens do a really great job of covering those very sensitive areas.
Okay. Yes, I found that to be the case. All right. So for people that really are struggling with chronic pain and just, maybe arthritis, this, I think it just is really, or you're an athlete, like Melissa was saying, and you need some relief. This is a way to take down the inflammation faster than your body can and just give you some relief, especially if you have to like get up and go the next day.
Right.
Right.
So I think a lot of people are familiar with cryotherapy in the realm of professional athletes.
Okay.
You're seeing a lot of professional athletes like LeBron James in the cryo tank a lot.
Okay.
And so people think, oh, this is just for athletes, but it's
right.
not.
It's
of
not.
Course, it does help with athletic recovery.
Right.
It does help to remove the lactic acid in the muscles. It helps to increase the range of motion.
Okay.
So coming off of, say, a marathon or triathlon where your body is spent,
yes.
very hard to move for the next 4 or 5 days,
right.
cryotherapy is a great option.
Okay.
But it is also really great for people that suffer from chronic pain such as arthritis,
okay.
fibromyalgia.
So if it's a localized pain. You
sure.
know, like you have, mm-hmm. you're typing all day long and mm-hmm. you have carpal tunnel or something like that.
Yes. We have a separate methodology for that.
Okay.
We have the whole body treatment is what you tried.
Yes.
And what you often see in ESPN and whatnot when
right.
you see the athletes coming out of these space age looking machines with all the vapor coming out.
Right.
But we also do localized cryotherapy, and that is for isolated pain. That could be from an injury or it could be from occupational
the repetitive mm-hmm, movement.
The repetitive movement.
Right.
We have people that suffer from carpal tunnel syndrome. We have people that suffer from plantar fasciitis,
oh.
Neuromas.
Okay.
So hands and feet are an area that a lot of people have trouble with.
Okay.
Obviously, it's something that we use all the time, especially as we get older. Those areas just tend to wear out a little
right.
bit faster.
So I'm wishing I would have talked to you a year ago when we had this beautiful trip planned to Italy and my husband went golfing for like the marathon weekend, 36 holes on Friday, 36 on Saturday and 18 on Sunday mm-hmm. and literally came back with his, you know, shoulder, I think weakened. And when he lifted a you know, accordion file at work, it just went out.
Mm-hmm.
And so we had to cancel it because and his back too. It was like shoulder, back, everything was
right.
hurting. And I didn't really know.
Mm-hmm. Well, a lot of people
I think I had passed by it and like, oh, what's that about? You know, kind of thing, but really never looked into it.
Right.
So
they don't really think about it as far as an injury recovery. They think professional
right.
athlete. They
right.
think muscle recovery.
Right.
I'll tell you, we've had people come in before who can barely walk. Because they threw out their back
okay.
or they've got bone on bone issues. They're waiting for
surgery. Okay.
And they come in and they pretty much tell us, like, I'm at the end of my rope.
Okay.
I don't want to take opioids.
Right.
I don't want to be on painkillers.
Right.
But I just don't want to feel like this every day.
Yeah.
So I had one man tell me, actually, I'm afraid I might die in that machine, but I'd rather be dead than feel like this. And he was joking, of course.
Right.
But I understood his point.
Can you imagine? Because mm-hmm. pain is really a terrible thing.
Absolutely.
You know? And learning to manage pain. And maybe, you know, like you said, a lot of people maybe want to do it a little bit more naturally.
Mm-hmm.
This is a way to do it.
Absolutely.
Now, I know, so you talk about cryo and you can alleviate pain locally in different areas of the body, like the hand or the feet.
Mm-hmm.
I've heard that you can actually use it to help with weight loss for areas that are really tough to move. Because, you know, I talk to women all day long and they'll be like, I work out like every day and I am just not, this one area is just like bugging me. Nothing I do gets rid of it. And it would make me so happy to just like be free of that.
Right.
So talk a little bit about that.
Sure.
How you can use cryotherapy that way.
It is a common problem,
mm-hmm.
especially when you have gone through life events like having a baby
right.
or perhaps a long-term
menopause.
Injury. That, yeah, menopause. Or long-term injury that's just kept you out of your regular physical routine.
Okay.
And the body has this really terrible way of finding places to put extra energy, aka fatty deposits.
Okay.
And it's very difficult to remove those from just using diet and exercise alone.
Right.
So we use a form of cryotherapy to actually destroy fat cells.
Okay.
It destroys them and eliminates them permanently.
Okay.
And we use cold temperatures to an affected area. So say the love handles.
Yes.
And that's a very common place.
We're not loving our handles, you know?
Nobody loves their handles.
Nobody
right.
loves their love handles, let's be honest, right?
right?
They love the word love, but the handles, forget it, right?
Yeah, we're trying to,
we can do without them.
To put a little lipstick on that, right?
Right.
So we'll apply the cold directly to that area. And fat cells are just not very tolerant to cold temperatures. So as we are sort of infiltrating that area with the cold, the outer wall of the cell actually starts to weaken and break apart, and then the cell dies, and it's eliminated safely through the lymphatic system.
Okay.
We have taken off inches from waistlines, thighs, arms, bra line. For men, it's more the dad bod. They'd like to more so have that rad bod.
Right.
The one that they had years ago.
Right.
So that's what we help with. We get those stubborn areas that you just can't seem to get rid of with exercise.
Fabulous.
Most of our customers are living a healthy lifestyle.
Right.
They are watching what they eat. They're regularly exercising.
Okay.
And they're just frustrated because there's those areas on their body that they can't seem to get rid of.
Right.
I call our treatment putting the wind back in their sails.
Okay.
Right? As we start to eliminate inches in the waistline, they're more motivated to go back to the gym.
Okay.
Because they are busting through that plateau state.
Right. Well, that's fabulous, Melissa. And I want to thank you for coming back and sharing more information about cryotherapy. And how can our listeners and viewers get a hold of you?
Sure. They can visit us online at elementalfloat.com.
Okay.
You can book an appointment right there online. We have loads of information on there about all of our methodologies, including flotation, cryotherapy, and our cryoslimming.
And I just have to say, Melissa is so zen and such a wonderful person to talk to. You don't have to feel self-conscious or anything. So please give her, please take a look at what she's doing and see if some of these therapies can help you with reaching your health goals. Make sure to check us out on Facebook and Instagram, Figure Facts LLC, all one word. I'm Roberta Gennaro. Ciao, ciao for now.